When Annabelle first saw Beechwood Hall, she thought she might actually have a fairy godmother after all. She'd bumped along a badly rutted drive in her rented Morris Minor for some distance before she spotted a pair of stone gateposts with crumbling heraldic beasts on top. Feeling that the occasion was too momentous to experience by peering through the windscreen of the car, she pulled to the side of the drive and got out. The gateposts did not boast any actual gates, so she walked between them, craning her neck for a glimpse of the house. Her sense of occasion hadn't been misplaced. At the end of a long avenue of trees stood the most beautiful old red brick house Annabelle had ever seen. The building was a wide rectangle with three rows of windows, their frames picked out in white. The roof was shingled grey with four large red brick chimney stacks sprouting from it. The line where the roof met the brick facade was broken by a central triangular pediment with a circular window in its apex. Even now, her grandmother might be sitting in one of those windows, watching and waiting for her to arrive. Nervous excitement fluttered in Annabelle's stomach. She was about to meet the only family she had left. Taking a deep breath, she climbed into her car and drove steadily towards the house. On closer inspection, the grounds of the hall had an air of neglect. Gardens, wild and unmanaged, surrounded the house. What Annabelle assumed had once been an expanse of close-shaven lawn flanking the driveway appeared ragged and riddled with tall weeds. She parked the car and got out her suitcase, then hesitated, uncertain what to do. No one came out to greet her. She supposed she would simply walk up the front steps and knock. Annabelle tilted her head back to try to take in several stories of centuries-old magnificence. Gosh, the place was enormous. She wondered how many rooms there were. What would her grandmother look like now? She couldn't imagine how that fair-haired beauty in the old photograph might have changed over the past 40 years. Annabelle resisted the urge to run back to the car and check her appearance in the rearview mirror. She prayed she wouldn't be a disappointment. Was it true that blood was thicker than water? She supposed she'd find out. As she made her way around the circular drive to the front door, there was a hiss followed by a loud honking. A white blur shot out of the undergrowth to Annabelle's left, and a stab on her bottom made her shriek and drop her suitcase. She whirled to face her attacker. Wings splayed, neck fully extended, the goose took another flapping run at her, this time with a vicious peck at her shin. Annabelle cried out in pain and stumbled back, shoes skidding and slipping on the gravel drive. Another adequate strike from the outraged fowl and pain exploded in her thigh. Annabelle turned to run for the shelter of the car, but the goose's attacks came faster and more furiously now. She tripped and fell face down on the ground as the sharp, hard blows rained over her. Blindly, Annabelle swung her handbag back at the bird several times before she managed to connect. That only seemed to enrage him further. In an effort to protect herself, Annabelle planted her forehead in the wet gravel and crossed her arms behind her head, screaming for help at the top of her lungs and kicking out at the goose like a child having a tantrum. Suddenly, a man's voice spoke from above her. "Hold on." The command was cool and clipped. "Come here, you brute." Frenzied honking and a flapping of wings followed, accompanied by masculine grunts and quite a bit of swearing. Annabelle stayed where she was until the commotion stopped and she heard footsteps walking away. Finally convinced that the attack would not be renewed, she raised herself on gritty hands and turned. A tall, dark-haired man in a brown leather jacket and jeans, carrying a large armful of mercifully subdued goose, strode off around the side of the house. Adrenaline pumping through her body, Annabelle slowly sat up. Trembling and panting, she looked down at herself. She was a complete mess, and she'd dressed so carefully to meet her long-lost relative. She was wet and covered in scrapes and gravel from the drive. What a way to make a first impression. The woman who owned a house like this would expect better. But then again, thought Annabelle, if Carrie wanted people to arrive in one piece at her door, she should not keep homicidal geese about. Thank goodness that man happened to be there, or she didn't know what she'd have done. Having disposed of the goose, the stranger emerged from the side of the house looking unruffled and casual and rather astonishingly handsome now she got a good look at him. He reminded her of a fighter pilot from a World War II movie. That was partly down to the leather jacket, of course.